You're listening to the podcast, Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life. Thank you for tuning in. And now, here's your host, Carlos Avalon.
I should have asked you for your number, and if you'd like for me to go.
Hello again. This episode is somewhat different. No guests, not on this one. You know, now 6 months into this, as you've noticed, unlike radio shows, TV shows, many other podcasts, well, there's no commercials on here. They all have them. And I'm sure you realize it does cost some bucks to get this out to you. Up to now, it's been funded by moi. You know, folks, this pandemic shutdown has hit musicians, entertainers like myself, real hard. We find ourselves trying to piece together a living with hopes that someday, soon, we all can perform on a regular basis in front of a live audience. And I mean on a regular basis, every weekend, more than 3-4 times a week, start touring again. But it's not happening very fast. I say often, entertainers and musicians are going to be the last to get back to a normal income and a normal lifestyle and normal career. Of course, the superstars, they don't have much to worry about. But I'm talking about guys and performers like me. My fans and my friends who have remained loyal over the years understand how difficult it's been for me not to be out there performing and receiving all the rewards that come with it. This podcast is one of the ways that I develop to stay in front of my fans, stay out there, and hopefully attract new fans and along the way. And as I mentioned in my very first episode, in show business, if you're out of sight, you're out of mind, and eventually you're gone. I was not going to let that happen. And so, I've done a lot of research, and I've decided to start a campaign, a new campaign, and it's simply called Buy Me a Coffee. Yep, buy me a coffee, would you? That's right. For the price of a cup of coffee, you can help in a small way to stay, the podcast, to stay connected, stay with you, and keep this thing going, and even other projects, recording projects I had in the works, but they were all being funded by the income from my performances, and all that was put on hold. Now, here's how this Buy Me a Coffee thing works. All directories, meaning the where you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, I'm in pretty much all of them. Amazon's Alexa, yeah, I'm there too. When people find my podcast on those, along with a red logo and the photo, there's a description telling you what the podcast is all about, of course. Now, next or below to that, from now on, you will see a support the show link. You click on that, and it takes you to my page on the Buy Me a Coffee Company website, and there, you will find a way to support the podcast and other projects that I've got going and keep the career alive. Their logo is logical, a yellow coffee cup. You'll see that. And once you're there, it is very easy. It's my page, my goals, what's going on. And through PayPal or Stripe, you can buy me a coffee. and thereby becoming a patron of the artist. Patron of the artist, I should say. And wow, we are going back in time to the days when it was a royalty that supported the artists. Anyway, but this is a campaign that is help. This Buy Me a Coffee thing is helping out so many performers, and such a wonderful idea, and I love the name of it. And this campaign will also be connected. There's all the options, and I'm grateful. It'll be connected to all my social media. The link will appear on my YouTube channel. Have you checked it out? Yeah, many videos there, and we're about to put many more that we went back to the archives and found. And my YouTube channel, in case you're not familiar with it, is very easy. YouTube.com /, this is Carlos Avalon. That's how you'll find me. And check it out. You might like it. It'll also be, the link will also be on my website, my Twitter, my Facebook, pretty much all my social media. By going with this, you're buying me a coffee. It will be the applause I don't get a chance to hear at the end of each episode. The applause from the audience, those live performances, you can't begin to imagine. That's what keeps me going. And I have missed it big time. And now I must say that I do understand. And just like me, I lost my job. Everything was canceled. And I know there are many folks out there that at this time are unable to provide even a cup of coffee. To those I say, no, it's okay. Don't hit that link. Don't worry about it. Like me, keep hope alive, as a politician used to say, and hopefully things will pick up. And just keep listening and sending me your love, and let me know how you're doing. And you all know, I think you all know how to reach me. It's carlosavalon.com/podcast. All my contact information is there. I'd love to hear from you. Also, if you have any questions about this Buy Me a Coffee thing. Now, as you listen to this podcast, the link may not be set up in all media, may not even be on this one itself, because it's going to take a couple weeks for the IT folks to put it all together. But I think it's going to be great, and it's something that I know so many of you have been eager to do anything to help this career and support my shows and so on, and this is a way of doing it. I must say this will not be the norm, but there was one couple that I've talked to, a few friends sharing ideas and telling them I was going to go this route and what their thoughts were. Everybody was, go for it, go for it. We'll buy you a coffee. And then there was one couple that, before this is even out there, did buy me one. They were excited. They encouraged me to go for it. And they gave me let's just say they did buy me a coffee. And that coffee came in a rather thick envelope. And that's why I've got to mention these two. Marisa and Jeff Leff, thank you for buying me that first unofficial cup of coffee. Thank you all, my listeners, for considering this request. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening. Please join us again in 2 weeks for another episode of Carlos Avalon, My Music, My Life.
Now each night I sit and pray that you'll come back to me someday.